Last week, Kyle and I met Joe Murfin, Vice President of Marketing for Daisy. While we were touring the company's factory, he told us a little about the annual Daisy National BB Gun Championship match. The 46th edition of this event is scheduled for this weekend at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Between the opening ceremonies on Friday and the awards ceremony on Sunday, competition is scheduled between 48 teams from all over the country. Each group is comprised of young athletes who have already placed in a state match.
So these are kind of the best is what we like to call them. There are thousands of kids out there in programs all across the country, like a 4-H program, something like that. You know, obviously, only a percent of them go to a state match and win, and those that do that then can come to our national match. So it's really exciting to see these young people and them and their families and their coaches. They take this very seriously. And we've had some national records shot at these. We had a national record broken last year in one of the shooting positions. At 5 meters, they shoot that 499 Daisy Avanti Champion, it's the name of the gun. And they shoot it at 5 meters in four different positions. They shoot sitting, kneeling, standing, and prone. Standing is definitely the hardest position to shoot in because you have very little stability and nothing to brace yourself. When you're in prone, you've got the ground that you can lay on and position yourself. And when you're sitting and you're kneeling, you learn how to get in position and brace your elbows against your knees. But really, when you're standing, you're pretty much up there on your own, teetering. You can brace your elbow against your ribs. And these are things that are taught.
Murfin explains that quite a bit of planning goes into preparing teams for competition.
So these programs they'll start building their team really very far in advance, and they may have up to, say, 90 young people apply to be in their program. And this is going on all over the country in small cities and small towns, big cities. And then they'll build their team from that. The first thing they do is they go through a complete curriculum where they teach young people gun safety. What are the parts of a gun? What are some safe ways to carry a gun? You know, never point a gun at anything you don't want to shoot. All the 10 shooting safety rules. Then they get in what I call marksmanship skills. How to breathe, how to squeeze the trigger, how to build a proper sight picture. But they'll teach a lot more than that. They teach these kids, you know, responsibility and ethics and self-control and how to be patient when you're shooting and don't just fire the shot, wait till you get the shot right. And so there's a lot of things these kids learn out of these programs. And it's really an outstanding group of young people. I may be a bit biased, but I think I can stick myself out on a limb here and say these kids are pretty special. I mean, they're good kids.
In addition to watching young athletes showcase their shooting skills, spectators will also be able to see the talents of a special guest.
We're going to have a young man named Sean Dulahiri, and Sean, out of college, joined the Army. He was on a Daisy team when he was about 10 years old, I believe. He started with a 5-meter team. He got into 10-meter pellet rifle. He went on to shoot shotgun. He shot on the Army's marksmanship team. Then he went out to Colorado Springs and trained with the USA shooting team at the Olympic facility there. He competed in the Olympics. He won some medals. He did a lot of world-class competition, traveled the world, and now he's a college instructor teaching kids how to shoot. So we're bringing him in to talk to these young people and demonstrate for them, you know, set him out there as an example of, you know, this could be you. This guy who's very successful in this field today, you know, at one time was like you. He was an 8-10-year-old kid on a BB gun team going to the national competition. And today, you know, he's become very successful in what he does and achieved his own goals. And that's really going to be the theme for our match, is that there's another step after you leave this match, because shooting really builds character that lasts a lifetime. And it doesn't matter whether you want to be a good parent, whether you want to be a good employee, whether you want to be a better boss, whether you want to be a better spouse. You know, these are things that you can learn, character traits you can learn by being in a Daisy Airgun program.
More information, including a detailed schedule of this weekend's events, is available at daisy.com/Daisy Nationals.